just wondering, listening to Bobby's question, is Ajahn Mon's biography describe a constant vigilance, like watching the mind. Mm-hmm. It was so fierce.
Yes.
But meeting you guys, you're so relaxed and calm. I'm just wondering, in terms of practice.
Well, one of the things you have to recognize or realize is that Ajahn Mun's biography was written by Ajahn Mahabua. Yeah, so he has that ferocity. And so that was what was most important to him. And actually Ajahn Mun was quite ferocious with Ajahn Mahabua at times. It wasn't all the time. But that's Ajahn Mahabua's temperament. It also, when the Ajahn Mun biography came out by Ajahn Mahabua, I mean, a lot of people were really excited, appreciative, grateful to have it, because it was great to have that. But then there was also a substantial faction of Ajahn Mun disciples who said, "This isn't the Ajahn Mun I knew."
Voice about Master
Hua. Exactly. You live in it. Yeah. So that there was an alternative biography was written. Like another biography was written.
There is?
It's not translated into English. But it gives another picture. And I think that you know, any great teacher is not monochromatic. To understand that the presentation of Ajahn Mun is conditioned by the temperament of the person who's writing. Mm-hmm. That's very difficult because that's how Ajahn Mahabua experienced, because that's who he is. Mm-hmm. And that's something that that doesn't mean it's just sort of wildly biased because of his defilements and attachments. It's just the nature of human existence, and that's one of the things in the I don't think it's in the canon, but I think it's in the commentaries, where they actually say, like, the only person who is actually able to, say, rise above or relinquish their personality and their personal characteristics is a Buddha. Even the great arhats, they all had they carried their personality into the expression of their awakening. Mm-hmm. So that, and that's normal. Mm-hmm. They're completely free from defilement, but they're who they are. Mm-hmm. It's like this great exchange in the suttas where. It's toward the end of the Buddha's life, and Ananda comes to the Buddha and said, "There's this problem in the Sangha with some disruptive characters with wrong view, and they're living with Anuruddha, who's the Buddha's cousin, but the Anuruddha is the arhat who's foremost in knowledge of the different realms." I mean, He spent most of his time in the deva realms, rather. And Ananda's complaining that Anuruddha is not instructing or admonishing these monks that are with him. And the Buddha said, why would, and this is paraphrasing, why would you expect Anuruddha to admonish or instruct them? He's never done that. Why would he do it now?